So today is the third week of Advent, also known as Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, and that's why we have the color pink, okay? And actually, if you look at Our Lady of Guadalupe here, we got all the different colors around it. Those are all the colors of Advent. And out of all the colors, pink is, or the rose is the correct term, right? It's the most festive color. And we're kind of like, you know, the Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, it's kind of like this, if you're a runner, it's kind of like, okay, you're on a runner's high. You're almost there. You're almost at the finish line. 75% of the way, 3 out of the 4 weeks done. You know, it's like, keep it up. But we're not there yet, right? And that's why it's kind of like this motivational week to kind of keep us on the right path, keep us in a joyful path as we prepare the coming of our Savior. But let me ask you this. Do you feel, like, are you joyful right now? Some of you. Some of you do not look joyful. And for whatever reason, right? And some of you are really happy, joyful, something's going well for your life. Others, this is a very bad time. This is a very miserable time for you. Whatever is going on, maybe it's, you know, drama in your life, problem with your kids, or problem with your parents, or family issues, or relationship issues, you know, financial issues, right? But how do you stay joyful? Right? I think the second reading from St. James gives us some suggestions. It says, be patient. See how the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. And it kind of continues, make your hearts firm because the coming of the Lord is at hand. How do you remain joyful? Patient, joyfully patient, or patiently joyful, right? It says, take an example of the hardships and patience, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. What is a prophet? Who is a prophet? You're from the prophet Isaiah. There's also other prophets like Elijah and other prophets. Prophets are messengers of God. They're not like oracles, like, oh, like tomorrow you will find, you know, the numbers to the lotto. That's not different, right? Prophet is a messenger of God. And a lot of times, did prophets face hardships? Like every single one of them, right? And it says, take a look at the example of the prophets and how they patiently endured their sufferings, right? And actually, if you had the opportunity to meet someone, anyone in history, like who would you like to meet? Mother Teresa, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, pretty recent. I mean, I don't know, like Abraham Lincoln, that's pretty big, yeah. Muhammad Ali, I know he just recently died, but I'd like to meet him, you know. Mother Teresa, yeah. Or for me, my name is Stephen, so I'd like to meet Saint Stephen. You know, first century martyr. And it's like, oh, why did they stone you to death? You know? Right? It'd be cool. Great figures in history who kind of overcame hardships to make a difference in society for the glory of God. Or, like, on a personal level, I would personally like to meet my grandfather, right? He died when I was 5 months in my mother's womb, right? Never had a chance to meet him personally, but I saw pictures and stories, you know. He was a 3-star general in the army, the Korean army. Like, okay, South Korea. Okay, everybody's going to ask, oh, was he like North Korea? Was he a dictator? Did he know like Kim Jong, whatever? No. South Korea, democracy, we're good, okay? But he was a 3-star general in the South Korean army. And of course, everybody's got faults. He had his faults, okay? You know, I don't think he was the best husband from what I heard, okay? But heavy smoker, that's the reason cause for his death. But everyone that knew him say that he was this great leader who really kind of cared for his soldiers. And he was a servant leader that didn't mind getting his hands dirty. And time and time, I hear that he risked his life for his troops. I'd like to meet him. You know, it's maybe like have beer together. You know, I mean, I don't smoke, but we could have beer together. And, you know, I mean, like, hey, like, I'd like to know my origins. What's going on, right? But even then, you compare any historical figure, anybody you know personally, even my desire to meet my grandfather or the other historical figure doesn't compare with the chance, with the opportunity to meet the Son of God. Did you listen to how, you know, the gospel today? John the Baptist sends his disciples asking Jesus, okay, so are you the one? Are you it? Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? And Jesus responds in reply by saying, yeah, I'm the one. I'm the real deal. See that the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, dead are raised, poor have good news proclaimed to them. Like, do you want anything else? Anything else on the menu? Isn't that all you need? Right? I mean, there's no other person that can do all these things. And that's Jesus, the Son of God, right? And that should give us a sense of joy. And we actually experience the living presence of Jesus at Mass. And as we celebrate his birth into the world coming very soon, as the second reading suggests, I say, you know, take an example of the hardship and patience, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. I ask you this week to be prophetic, to speak in the name of the Lord. And I have this little exercise for you, for your homework. Okay, here we go. Have you been doing this? No, you haven't. All right. It's okay if you haven't. You can do it this week. That's fine. Can I have the ushers help me with this? Okay. Pass out one per family. Hopefully we have enough copies. So we're on week 3. If you take a look back there, the prepare either way, we're completing the picture. We're completing the mosaic. We're almost there, right? And this third week, I ask you, in order to stay joyful for the coming of our Savior, focus less on yourself and focus more on others. Practice generosity this week. So the question that I want you to kind of think about or kind of brainstorm is exactly what we talked about at Mass. Name anyone in history you'd like to meet, and what would you talk about? Okay, that's a very, you know, innocent kind of question there. And then for your action, for your homework this week, is to visit someone whom you have not planned to. Visit somebody that you don't normally like to visit. Basically, hang out with somebody you don't like to. And be generous with your time. Or especially to see the face of Christ in those that are going through hardships, those who are going through sufferings, especially the poor, the vulnerable, and the needy. So I'll tell you what I got to do this week. As a priest, you know, there's many things, many ministries that I'm involved in. You know what's my least favorite ministry? I shared this with you like about a year ago, I think. You know what's my least favorite thing to do as a priest? Yes. Visiting the sick. I know, you're going to kill me. You're like, oh, wow, how dare, you know, a priest should be, you know, all right? But yeah, I mean, especially the nursing homes. Do you like going to the nursing homes? Some of you do. You're like Mother Teresa, okay? I guess I'm not, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's especially like you go there and like there's a smell, you know? There's that, not to be judgmental, right? But there's that what I call old people smell, you know? Right? And it's like, oh, I know I'm going to be old one day. Don't worry. I'm going to be that patient that's all lonely and nobody comes to visit, okay? I know that's going to happen to me. But yeah, visiting the nursing homes, all these people, you know, it's like, it's smelly. And then they go there and then it's like, hi. It's like, okay, all right, you know. Or I say mass, you know, I say, the Lord be with you. Okay, why am I here? You know? It's kind of frustrating for me going and visiting the sick. But, you know, as Mother Teresa says, you know, she has discovered Jesus in his most distressing disguise. She came to value the poor, the elderly, the sick, and the needy because through them and seeing them, they radiate the image of God, right? And that's something that I'm not comfortable with. You know, I'm comfortable with hanging out with children or teenagers or young adults or asking people for millions of dollars, but I'm not comfortable in a sick setting, you know? And then I go to the nursing homes and it's just like, okay, I'm just sitting here wasting my time, 20 minutes. And then I'm about to leave and then they're like, no, don't go. I'm like, oh, you're killing me here. You're killing me, man, right? But I got to work on that. That's something that I got to, that's something, an area that I don't feel comfortable with, right? And yet I got to, you know, work on that this week or the next week. So what I'm going to do is, because I mean, don't get me wrong. When I get a sick call, I'm there. When you're dying, I'm there. Don't, 100%. I've never been late to a sick call. All right? Don't you worry, okay? It's not something that I love to do, right? So then, something I got to do this week is to actually force myself to visit nursing homes, and do the rounds, right? And hopefully doing that, that's going to help me to focus less on myself and my own needs and focus outwardly on others, right? I don't know what you feel uncomfortable with, right? But I had dinner with a family a couple weeks ago, and this family is just amazing. Like, I don't know, they're like saints or something, but like in their dining room, they have like a whiteboard. And on the whiteboard, they have like, oh, things that we're going to do during Advent. I'm like, oh, amazing, right? And part of what, you know, I was going through the list, and there's one thing that really kind of like struck me, you know? And it was something along the lines of, you know, pushing ourselves to limits and doing things that are uncomfortable, especially with the homeless people, right? And I'm like, okay, so how are you going to do that? So, well, they said, well, before, when they encounter a homeless person, you know, like the stop signs or traffic signs, that they have a little sign, right? They hold those cardboard signs like, oh, I'm a veteran or I need money or whatever, right? So what you do is normally you just lower the window and you give them like a, you know, $5, $10, $20 bill, right? That's a good thing, no? There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think that's wonderful, you know? But they're like, we got to push ourselves beyond our comfort zone and do something else. So what they did was, as a family, they made care packages. Huh? And not just like a little care package, but it includes like, you know, toothbrush, socks, and, you know, food and water and all this. Not only that, but also they wrote a personal letter. Personal letter. A very intimate personal letter, you know, saying that, you know, I'm going to be praying for you, da-da-da-da. And then each family member has their own care package, right? The kids put it in their backpack. The parents put it in the glove compartment of their car. And the next time they encounter a homeless person, they bring out the care package and they give it to him. And if they have the time, they take out the letter and read the letter. Right? If I have a homeless person, that's going to make me cry, right? So that's amazing what they do, right? But for you, maybe that's the case. Maybe you do a lot of wonderful ministries. We started out this new car park ministry, safe car park ministry here at the parish. We don't have that many people, but it's kind of, hopefully it'll pick up. And we have wonderful people who are helping that with that. But think about this week, okay? What is some uncomfortable areas for you? That's not normal, right? And maybe visit or call that person. Okay, and be generous with your time. Be generous with your gifts this week. This is kind of like the Gatorade that you need to kind of cross the finish line, to help us focus less on ourselves and focus outwardly, right? For some of you, this is a time when you always get that phone call or that text message from your nephew or from your godson or from your family member that always wants to hit you up for money at this time, yeah? And you're like, okay, I'm busy, yeah. Well, answer the phone. I'm not telling you to enable that person, because that's wrong too. But start the conversation, right? And start, be a little bit more uncomfortable, right? And get in that spirit of being generous this week,